Break up. Record. Button. Stop. 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 Button.
Hey guys, here's two recordings in case the other one gets ruined by shit. We're also gonna... Come in.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. It's nice to meet you, Eric.
You too.
Told the missionaries that live with them, or that live in their area, about you, and that you would be interested in church and different stuff like that. Are you interested in church?
Yes.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, so we have a copy of the Book of Mormon here.
Okay.
We also could help you download like an app and you could listen to it. We're not sure how well like different stuff like that or how well you know the phone. But
okay, you can try it.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. So, but have you heard of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints before?
No.
Okay. How much do you remember from our talk yesterday?
I don't remember that much.
Okay. It's okay. Well, so we were just, you would like to try and come to church on Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So we can get in contact with some of our members of our congregation.
Okay.
I could maybe try and come pick you up and bring you to service. And, we could even see about helping you with some other things, food and other stuff.
Definitely.
Not entirely sure how all of that works, but we'd love to help how we can. So.
Okay.
But kind of what we wanted to talk about today, yesterday we talked about kind of the restoration of the church and how a boy named Joseph Smith came through and he had a question. He asked God this question. It was answered. It's how the church is here now. It's how we have the Book of Mormon as well. I kind of want to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ today. Kind of talk about the importance of the gospel of Christ.
Simply, the gospel of Jesus Christ is five steps that bring us closer to Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. And the first of these five steps is faith in Jesus Christ, which also quite simply is to believe in Him. Believe that, you know, He's our Lord and Savior, and that He wants the best for us.
How have you seen God's love in your life?
He gave me a good family.
That's awesome. Do you have people who live here with you? Or?
No, not alone.
Okay.
I have home health aides that come Monday through Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's great. Family's awesome. Do you have any siblings?
Four sisters.
Four sisters. Wow. I don't have four sisters. I have two brothers and one sister. But,
wow.
Yeah. You know, you love your family. You know, you want to help them through anything that they go through, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how God, Jesus Christ, feels about us. They want to hear about our day. They want to hear about our struggles and our different things that could, good and the bad in the day. And through prayer to God, He can hear that and He can answer those prayers. With any questions you may have, He can answer those. He can help you come closer to Him and help you find things that you need. It may not be by words. It may not be by words that come into your mind, but it'll be by like maybe thoughts or a feeling, like a good feeling that you have that will confirm something. That's called the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit testifies of truth. Have you ever had a moment where you've felt a good fuzzy feeling inside after being told something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's awesome. That's the Spirit. this path to come closer to Jesus Christ. The only requirements for baptism is in the scriptures, is faith and a wanting to change and continue to progress towards Christ. Baptism is wonderful. It's an opportunity that we have to be baptized like Jesus Christ was, being fully brought down under the water and being brought back up and being cleansed. Cleansed of our sins through this baptism. Would baptism be something that you'd be interested in?
I already got baptized.
Okay. When did you get baptized?
15 years ago.
15 years ago? That's awesome. What do you remember from that baptism?
I was a baby when I got baptized.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Well, something that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does a little bit differently is we don't baptize babies. When you're a baby, you can't really make a lot of decisions for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you can't really make mistakes. You make mistakes, but you don't realize that they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, as a baby, you can't sin because of that. But as we get older, around age 8 or so, is when you start to become a little bit more understanding of what you're doing, and so you can start making mistakes, or sinning and making those mistakes and having the ability to choose for yourself to repent. And, that's why we baptize by complete immersion. Completely going
under the water. Free notifications. YouTube. Red Circle. Watch Live Now. The evil chocolate cookie. Finally.
You baptize as you're 8 and up and as you're older. So you have that choice to be baptized for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you choose that decision instead of somebody choosing it for you. Would you like to make that decision to be baptized?
Yes, please.
Awesome. Amazing. Yeah, we'd love to help you prepare for that. As we find a way to get you a ride to church, and we can teach more of these lessons and kind of introduce you to some members of the congregation and to the gospel, and find ways to help you hear the scriptures, whether we call you and we read some scriptures with you every day in the morning, or however it may be, we can, when you come to church on Sunday, we can give you a date for baptism to look forward to strive to hit that date so we can finish teaching the lessons by then and we can help you be baptized.
Okay.
And then right after you're baptized, you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So as you mentioned before, the Holy Ghost is around to help you. But before you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, you only have him with you some of the time. After you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, you have him with you all the time. He's always there to help you and to guide you and just to help keep you safe. And the final step in this process is enduring to the end, which is just taking the previous 4 steps and applying them as much as possible. But we continue to grow and build our faith. We continue to repent every day. Sunday we take the sacrament, which is symbolic of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, and it's basically like being baptized again, and we continue to follow the guidance of the Holy Ghost.
This gospel of Jesus Christ and this process is a very, I love it because it gives us all the opportunity to continue to improve, continue to strive to become better. No matter who you are, no matter what struggles or trials you may have going on in your life, you can always continue to push forward. And I'd love to just share a scripture with you that comes from the Book of Mormon. And this is a prophet in the Book of Mormon named Moroni. He's kind of ending the Book of Mormon. It's actually the last chapter in the Book of Mormon. And this is kind of what he invites everybody to do once they've read the book or when they have any questions at all. Then he say this: when ye shall receive these things, I would exhort you, or I would ask you, that you would ask God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Christ, if these things are true. And if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you may know the truth of all things. What do you kind of think about that scripture?
I'm not sure.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's awesome. Well, the scripture, to me, is kind of just saying they want you to pray and ask about all sorts of different things. So that'd be our invitation for you is between now and the next time we meet to pray to God about baptism, about any questions that you have about your trials. And I promise you that he will answer that. Is there any questions that you have for us?
Not right now.
Okay, that's awesome. Would you mind if we'd have a member of our congregation that would love to kind of bear their testimony to you. Would you mind if we call them real quick?
Sure.
I'll give them a call real quick, alright?
Mm-hmm.
Technology?
Mm.
That's awesome. What kind of technology? Just anything?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Technology really is an amazing thing. I mean, quite literally would not be at the point we're at in the world without technology.
That's very true. Craig is a little busy, but we'd love to introduce you to him some other time.
Okay.
In the meantime, would you be willing if we gave you like a call, every morning or every day when you're available, we could read some scriptures.
Every morning
with you.
Would be fine.
In the morning, is there a specific time in the morning that'd be good?
Maybe 7:45.
7:45. Yeah, we could do that. We could give you a call 7:45, and we can read some scriptures.
Okay.
Teach him more.
Cool.
Awesome. And we'll also be calling our members throughout the next couple of days to see about getting you a ride to church and maybe a ride to some other things too.
Okay.
But we've loved meeting you.
Thank you.
Would you mind if we shake hands or?
Oh.
Awesome. All right. Well, we hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
It's nice to meet you in person.
We'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay.
We look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
And thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Have a good one, Aaron.
You too. Creepy as all get out.
Tuesday. Press on to open. Button. Tuesday. Press on to open. Button. Record. Stop. Button.